Listening, Unit 2, page 22, D.
You will hear part of a radio report about a cultural festival. For questions 1 to 7, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
I've always been intrigued by the way in which customs, lifestyles and habits spread from one country to the next. These days, people can travel from one country to another with relative ease. They can also access information about foreign countries and their customs at the touch of a button. Both of these play an important role in the exchange of knowledge concerning what's happening elsewhere. The long night of the museums in Berlin is an example of how good local ideas can catch on in other parts of the world and end up becoming an international phenomenon. The event, which started in Berlin in 1997, is simply paradise for culture vultures. The long night takes place twice a year, at the end of January and then again at the end of August. During the event, participating museums, palaces and exhibitions remain open from 6 in the evening till 2 in the morning. For a measly €15, Berliners and visitors to the city can purchase a special pass which allows them unrestricted access to all participating institutions. This pass also entitles them to rides on special shuttle buses which ferry them from museum to museum. The event started on a small scale, with around a dozen museums opening their doors late into the night on the designated days. The original idea arose in order to attract the general public to museums which they might not have known about or visited previously. Today, over 120 institutions take part in the long night, and other cultural events such as concerts, dance performances and film viewings also take place at the same time. What is really interesting is that the event hasn't only expanded to include other museums, but it has also extended to other cities. You can find similar festivals in cities such as Aachen, Munich, Stuttgart and Cologne, to mention a few German examples. On a global level, the long night has, in recent years, become a common occurrence in other cosmopolitan cities, such as Barcelona and Buenos Aires. However, some say the concept of having such cultural events late into the night has its roots elsewhere and dates to before Berlin's long night. It is possible the idea migrated from Russia, and in particular from St. Petersburg, where the White Nights Festival has been held annually since 1993. Unlike the Berlin event, however, the St. Petersburg Festival doesn't last only one night, nor does it happen twice a year. It is a series of cultural events and performances that take place from May to July. At this time of year, days are exceptionally long in this part of the world. Around the summer solstice in mid-June, sunset is as late as 10 p.m. and twilight lasts almost all night. As a result, the locals make the most of this extra light by attending classical ballet performances as well as concerts and operas.